Ramble.
Hello, Cutie Beauty crew. My name is Maggie, and I am joined today by our lovely Rachel.
Hello.
Becky.
Hi, guys.
And Ariel.
What's up, YouTube?
I know.
All the band is back
all
together.
Four of us. I feel like it's been so long. We are so happy to all be in the same room together. I think we have a very special episode for you guys today. We are going to be playing a game called Take It or Leave It. We have multiple categories that we will be sifting through.
I must say, I'm so impressed. I feel like I haven't seen you guys for like 2 weeks, but you have managed to still keep your
same manicure.
These are manicure.
I was noticing yours, Mag.
Five weeks.
Oh my god!
These are 5 weeks old. Ow. I am supposed to go back on Wednesday. I don't know.
I'm getting mine redone this week before war. Or Miles's wedding, because I won't have time after.
Ooh,
so, pre-war wedding prep.
Mine are already like, I just can't, they like, my nails are so bendy that they just bend and then they just start to crack off.
Yeah. Do wear, I would say pro tip, because I used to have very, very short nails that would not grow at all.
Yeah.
If you wear rubber gloves every time you touch dishes or a cleaning product, it has been like the truest lifesaver of my nails is specific gloves.
That actually probably has a lot to do with it, because I am I do a lot of dishes and a lot of cleaning.
Yeah, so just leave those gloves at the top and just shove them on.
You guys should just wear gloves at all times.
People forget that nails are super porous. So whenever you're like in the shower for too long and they start to bend. But I found a nail gal and I have not let her out of my sight. But
she's always booked. She's in my neighborhood and I can't get in.
I know. She does part-time nail, part-time graphic design. I know. I'll call you. But she's great. Especially because I'm disinfecting my hands almost with everything I touch. I touch the keyboard, I disinfect. I touch my nose, I disinfect. I touch my hair, disinfect. But these are 5 weeks strong. We'll be going back soon.
That's amazing.
I can't go that long because I like mine short.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Especially as a mama. Oh my gosh.
Oh, question. Do you get, okay, so we all get gels. And do you cut your nails with the gels on?
Yes.
Me too. No, I don't touch my nails at all. You let
them do it.
Hurt. Yes.
Yeah.
You let my girl do it. Beautiful long nails. Like if you want to keep them short, you gotta cut them.
No, it's the gloves. But you. Yeah. No, my nails, I've never had long nails in my life before. Till
the gloves.
Yeah. Till the gloves. Till I found the gloves.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel fancy?
It does make me feel fancy. I've been getting my nails done since I was like 16 or 17, because working in the restaurant, you're like pointing at things a lot and you just felt kind of like schlubby if you were like, oh, here's your water, and you see like your cracked off nail. So I would always get them done. Yes, I feel very fancy when I have my nails done.
Yeah.
And when they're long.
When they're long and they go click, 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 click.
I remember you told Keith that he couldn't propose to you unless you had your nails done.
Yes, that was one of the rules. The requirement was I had to have my nails done, and I couldn't be, I think I said I need to like look nice. I can't be in like pajamas or something.
Didn't you have no pants on?
I had no pants on. That was his workaround. Was you didn't have pants on, so you weren't technically in pajamas. And I was like,
yes, she was.
Does not count.
We were in our own home.
He's
we were
like,
in our own home.
She looked nice with no pants on. So she said she wanted to look nice.
Keith.
Good show. Good show.
Oh my God.
At least you had your nails done.
Yeah.
Nails were done.
Yeah.
I feel fancy when I have my nails done too, but they just don't last.
Yeah,
because I have to just, I just cut them off.
I cut them off on purpose because I like them short.
Yeah,
I'm
crazy
though.
But I definitely have had people who
short nails.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
But I definitely have had like, I've like showed up at the nail salon and she's like, did you cut these with the gels on? And I was like, yeah.
I did. It's been 2 weeks.
What else was I gonna do?
So I didn't know if that was like a no-no.
I think the only thing is if you cut it, then I want to say it has a tendency to lift a little bit more.
I think it definitely does. And that's probably why they don't last as long for me.
Yeah. Whenever I buff it or like file it, I notice it'll lift more. And I hate the feeling when you're in the shower and when you can feel your hair underneath your gel.
Oh, it gets caught on the edge when you're washing your hair.
And
you're
like, I hate that feeling.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Have you guys ever removed your gels yourself?
Yes.
No. Oh, actually, I did in like April of 2020.
Right, because you couldn't go.
Because we couldn't go. But mm-hmm. I grew them out for like 8 weeks or whatever, and then I just pulled it off with nail polish remover regular.
I used to be a really bad nail biter, and getting gels helped me not do it. Mm-hmm. But all my roommates in college thought I was crazy person because I used to rip off my gels.
I could. That's why I did in April of 2020. I would get water under it and rip it right off. But I let it grow out for a really long time, so it was only a little left, and it was so old it just
chip off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is kind of satisfying sometimes when you can chip them off.
Yeah,
but that probably made your nail biting even worse because then they were so soft and like
thin and porous. Yeah,
delectable, delicious.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, that's enough about
nail tangents.
Our gels.
Our nails.
I know. Nails are a big deal. Now that we've been able to like do nails again, I remember the first time I got my nails done after, like when things started to open up, I felt like a new woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like a grown ass adult. Yes. You know, I'm like, I could be proud of my hands again. I don't know. It was weird. It was really weird. It wasn't like, you know, I didn't miss it during the, when we were kind of like nail salons were closed, but I don't know, after I got it done again, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It makes you feel put together.
Yeah, it does.
I had your life is falling apart.
At home gel light that I eventually ended up selling on OfferUp. But something about the way they do your cuticle. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not very good at it. Mine are always like cracked and chipping. I try it at home.
To outsource to a professional.
Yeah. I love my nail tech. She's so sweet.
Love a professional.
Well, shall we play a game?
Let's play. Take it or leave it.
So there's only option to start. There's option A, option B. Mm-hmm. Whoever stays, then we pull up another option. And then they fight to the death. So we as a group have to agree between the two.
Shoot.
And the first category is, I don't know if you guys heard Miles. Hotties. It's hotties.
Yes.
Hotties.
So we have two.
Yes.
Oh, guys, I don't know about these first two. Here we go. Shawn Mendes or Timothée Chalamet?
I think we all know that Becky will never, ever not let Shawn Mendes go through.
I know.
But also, I think Shawn Mendes is dreamy.
Yes.
Wow.
His VMA outfit last night. He looked so good.
Yeah. Little baby angel. And I love Timothée Chalamet, Timothée Chalamagoo. Very cute, very adorable. But Shawn Mendes,
there's just something.
Can you describe Shawn Mendes in three words?
Tall, Canadian, singer.
That's good.
I sort of meant like what he does for you.
Give us a haiku.
Like sex icon baby face.
I don't know if I'm like sexually attracted to Shawn Mendes.
Oh, I'm 100% sexually attracted to him.
I thought
he is over 18, right? Just to check.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He's over 18. I think he's cute, but I find him endearing.
Oh.
I find him sweet.
I really thought this was like a sexceptions rule. Like if you met Shawn Mendes one day, you'd be like, or that you thought Keith looked just like Shawn Mendes.
He does look just like Shawn Mendes.
Okay. Yep.
All tall white men look alike. Miles.
If Shawn Mendes came up to you and said, Becky, can I give you a little kiss? What would you do?
I would say absolutely yes. 100%.
What if he said, can I give you a top off massage?
What's a top off massage?
That's a nudie massage.
Oh, a nudie massage.
Nudie?
That's a this could not happen in an airport.
Top massage.
Oh. That's right. That's true.
I would have to text Keith, I think. I think I'd have to check with Keith. But an untold story that I don't think the audience knows is that I have met Shawn Mendes.
Did you get a top off massage from Shawn Mendes?
I also cheated on Keith.
Whatever.
Heard it here first.
No one knows.
Miles is going to put that as like the title.
Becky cheated on Keith with Shawn Mendes like with a top off massage.
Yeah, he came into the natural beauty store I was working at. And all the girls knew that I loved him.
He is a natural beauty.
Because every once in a while I would wear my Shawn Mendes shirts and I would always have Shawn Mendes playing. At this particular moment, it was not.
Imagine
thankfully.
He came in.
Yeah, but there were like five of us in the store. And he walked in and I just like froze. And the girl next to me, she was like, I've never seen, because I get very red when I get nervous. Uh-huh. She was like, you could literally see the red traveling from your boobs to your nose. It was just going up and up and up. And he like came in, picked out what he needed. And so all the other girls left so that I would be at the little register.
Oh my God.
Like, and I was like, do you need a printed out receipt?
What great wing woman.
Where should I email it to, yeah. Sean?
And then we had to go upstairs to the printer. So as soon as they heard that he needed a printed out receipt, obviously he's using a business card. Uh-huh. One of my coworkers goes, I'll get it. And she just runs. And I just stood there with him. I was like,
hey,
are you having a good day?
Are you having a good day?
And did he say, yes, and I love you?
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a man of a few words, but very polite. Mm. Said please and thank you, which I appreciate.
That's nice.
That's nice. We love to hear it.
Yeah, we can have it.
Did you send him home with any?
We love a polite celebrity.
Any samples?
No samples. It was just a quick in and out, you know, and I want to bog him down.
Here's your printed receipt, and I put my number on.
Do you use the product that he bought as your holy grail product?
What was so funny is I already knew what product he was looking for. Because I follow his makeup artist.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And you and were so like, I was like, he's looking for this Kypris antioxidant dew. I just know it. And he was looking around and I was about to beat him to saying do it. And I was like, no, that's creepy. Don't tell it. Don't say no what his skincare is.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining, like, I feel like if my, you know, sort of this person that I like really liked walked into a place that I was working, I would slowly
crawl behind the, like, one of the counters or something. I'd be like, I'm not here. I think I got used to it from working at the hotel because so many famous people would come in that it was like you had to have this almost like neutral smile all the time.
Like, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, where you're just like, hi, thanks so much for coming in. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're just trying to give them a normal experience. Celebs. Yeah. They're just like us.
They're just like us. Yeah. And then after he left, I immediately ran in the back. I was like, I'm taking a break. And like called everyone I knew. guys, I just met Sean Mendes.
He was so nice.
Yeah. Keith was like, I forgot if it was Keith or Eugene, was like, oh, you should have told him that, you know, Keith did that video. And I was like, and where would the conversation have gone?
Right.
I'd be like, oh, you know, you actually did a video with my husband when he worked at BuzzFeed.
And he would have been
and he
like,
would have said, huh?
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Is my receipt ready?
Yeah. Did you want to go get the receipt?
Yeah, I agree.
Just beautiful,
it can't go anywhere. Yeah.
He has very good skin.
Okay. Who's met Timothy Chalamet?
No.
Everyone on Dumas, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Do you not know about Dumas? I feel like you'd love Dumas.
Is that like a dating app?
No, it's an Instagram account. Do you know Dumas?
No.
I don't
you
know
mean,
it
You
either.
Mean Dumond?
No. Dumas.
Are you talking about New Orleans?
No. Okay. Am I?
What are we discussing?
That's what she's
saying.
I was like, you're talking about
beignets. Yeah, there you go.
No, go ahead, Becky.
Dumas.
So Dumas.
D-E-U-X-M-O-I?
Yes. with a du space moi. In between. So it's a very famous celebrity sighting Instagram app where literally just their entire app is basically like people paparazzi. And this
that's funny.
Person that runs it will just screenshot essentially what people are sending them. And it's like...
Like a blurry iPhone photo. They're like,
sometimes,
I know Anna Kendrick's coffee order.
Yeah, sometimes it's like people taking selfies with a celeb. Sometimes it's like just a celeb sighting. And sometimes it's just to type in. They always go, Anon, please. Like they always want to be anonymous. Yeah.
Wow.
But Timothée Chalamet is all over Dumont all the time. Because he's just, you know, a regular guy walking around New York City.
Yeah. He's also very easily recognizable.
I think so too.
Yeah.
He's just he just has like a very distinctive look.
I bet he's tiny in person because he seems tiny on screen, and that adds height and weight and substance. I bet he's teeny tiny in person.
He seems pretty svelte.
Oh yeah. But like small boned.
Like small a bird.
Like a little bird.
It does remind me a bit of a bird.
So a is he going to lose to Shawn Mendes then because he's a little bird?
100%.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose to Shawn Mendes.
But I don't think it's because he's a little bird. I think it's because Shawn Mendes is like an angel.
He is an angel. But Timothée Chalamet can speak French.
Yes.
Fluently. And it's pretty fun to watch him speak French.
His outfits...
Are unparalleled.
Yes.
Except for, do you see, there was a little TikTok comparing. They were like, what is Timothée Chalamet doing these days? Because it was him and Zendaya doing press for Dune. And they had a hand over what Timothée was wearing. And Zendaya was in this like gorgeous, like very like on brand for the movie outfit. And then she removes her hand and Timothée is sitting there with a Slytherin sweater.
No! Oh my God. Harry Potter thing.
Everyone's like, he's just wearing like Harry Potter merch. It was like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Who dressed him?
He just wanted a day off.
He dressed himself. Yeah. It was very funny. So he's had a very slight, small fall from grace. Okay.
All right.
Because of his Harry Potter merch.
Harry Potter merch. Yeah. But usually very iconic
styles. And
Zendaya
showing up full force. And then he's phoning it in with merch.
Yeah. This next one's tough.
This one's tough. Shawn Mendes or Michael B. Jordan?
Remember when Keith made fun of Michael B. Jordan at the party?
No. What did he do?
I cannot. So you know that scene in Devil Wears Prada where Anne Hathaway is telling Meryl she's walking with Meryl Streep and she'll be like, that's so-and-so. And they were in this thing or they're head of this company. That's basically what I have to do for Keith at literally any event or party.
And Keith is so social. He's playing a very high risk game.
Yes. He loves to just like go up to people. So we're walking at this part. We're walking from one side of the party to the other side of the party. And of course I had seen Michael B. Jordan there. I was like, he's gorgeous.
Did not see him.
The woman he was with was gorgeous too. And they were wearing this like beautiful, like matching white outfit. And we were just like, oh, you're so pretty. So we walked by and then I turned around and Keith's gone and he's just chatting away with Michael B. Jordan.
No.
Shooting the shit, making fun of his outfit. And then he comes back and I'm like, Keith, I literally like looked at my friend Jessica and I was like, is Keith right now with Michael B. Jordan? And she's like,
And he was like making fun of them. He was like, bro, you look good. You look really good. But compared to your date, you ain't got shit going on. Look at her. And he was just like,
he's just jazzing up.
Just for fun. And they were loving it. So says Keith. I've never heard from Michael B. Jordan if he was loving it. But like the audacity.
It was
Habersburger.
He came back and I was like, Keith, that's fucking Michael B. Jordan. And this was before Black Panther had come out.
Oh.
And so I was like, he was in... not Cloverfield. What movie am I thinking of?
The Station.
No, yeah, that's not the one you would know. The Chronicle. Chronicle. Yeah, he never saw Fruitvale Station. Though you should watch Fruitvale Station. It's very sad, based on a true story.
Okay. It is.
Yeah. You should also watch Chronicle, not based on a true story. Very cool camera work.
Sad.
And a young rise of that one weird actor. Dane DeHaan's rise.
Sad? Happy?
It's kind of sad, but it's a superhero movie.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Action.
Was he in Space Jam, the revival?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
I didn't either. Yeah. Okay. The first Space Jam was enough.
Yeah.
Yet.
Nah. I haven't watched it yet.
I loved OG Space Jam.
Like, yeah, I like the OG, so I was like, why do you got to add to it?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer and I was like, what is happening?
All right. So, Shawn Mendes, Michael B. Jordan. What side? What That's side you picking?
I'm going with Michael B.
I think so too.
I'm going with Michael
Wakanda
B.
forever.
Yeah, he yeah. is. He yeah. is beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I could agree with that.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. He's talented. Mm-hmm. He's got such sweetness behind his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think Sean can act, so I'm going to take him off. Yeah. I'm going to take him out there.
Sean's probably not a triple threat.
Yeah.
Probably not a triple threat.
Michael B. Jordan or Chris Hemsworth? Mm.
You guys, I really like Chris Hemsworth.
I knew you would.
I do. I like
he has Ariel written all
he
over
does,
him.
She's like,
does.
I like that Australian
I like
daddy.
Him, yeah, I like it. I like him Australian. I like him, you know, big and I don't know. He just sort of, I feel like he could just pick you up and throw you over his shoulder, you know? Like,
Sure. Yep,
yep. Let's go get some dinner, woman. You know, I don't know.
Whoa. Caveman style. Whoa. What can you I don't say? Think Michael B. would throw you on his
I bet
his
he
shoulder?
Would. I bet he would. But he wouldn't. He wouldn't do it with an Australian accent. So
that's true. He's not Australian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which Hemsworth was with Miley?
Liam. Mm-hmm. The younger Hemsworth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not Thor.
The darker
Thor. This is Thor. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Thor. So we're keeping it Marvel.
Marvel.
Yep.
Keeping it Marvel.
It's very Marvel. Mm-hmm. So who would win in the movies?
Well, spoiler alert for Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan does die at the end.
Yeah. No,
I just mean,
I don't think he would make it in
spoiler.
The movie.
Spoiler.
I just meant if their characters were together in a movie.
Like win in a fight or like win
yeah.
for our love.
I mean, they both have like still because Thor's a god, but then
Thor
also
is a god.
When Michael B. Jordan, when Killmonger has the power of the Black Panther, mm-hmm. he's like using the power of the ancestors. Mm-hmm. They're both so using kind of like right. otherworldly powers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they seem fairly invincible.
Mm-hmm. They seem pretty,
but
well
no
matched.
One is.
Well, but yeah, I mean, Thor has a weapon.
Got a little hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, just a little tiny hammer. Little
Killmonger's hammer. Got two weapons right here, baby.
Yeah, that's fair. You guys, I gotta go with Thor. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I
Is
can go
Is this gonna
with
divide
Thor.
The room? Yeah, I was Whoa! Like, I don't think I can go with Thor. Maggie, you might be the tiebreaker.
I was hoping he was with Miley, because that would give me, like, some points towards him. But that was his brother.
I gotta stick to Michael B.
Oh.
Ariel, are you gonna jump on?
So what happens now, Miles? Do I, like, leave the room, or?
Yeah, out.
Yeah. Get out.
We'll see you next time,
fine.
Ariel.
I guess, I I'm not gonna divide us. I'll just keep, you know.
Oh, keep playing.
Also, I have a story about Chris Hemsworth.
Tell it.
Okay, so I was doing competitive horseback riding for a long, long time. And mm-hmm. when we were living in L.A., before we had kids, mm-hmm. I had a lease on a horse at the...
You can lease a horse?
Like a car?
Yeah, you lease a horse. Oh. Like you and you pay for like veterinary care and all that kind of stuff. It's like for horses that aren't like owned, or you know, like their owners aren't around or can't, you know, take care of them. It's actually great because then they have like people who ride them all the time and
can multiple people lease one horse?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can have a partial lease.
Oh, so it's like a timeshare.
It's like a timeshare. It's like a horse timeshare. Yeah. But they get like a lot of attention and then all of their needs are taken care of, you know. It's
nice.
So I had a lease on a horse and so I would be at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center like probably three times a week. Mm-hmm. And at the same time that I would go, so I ride English, but there is a Western barn right next door. And
was Chris there?
Chris was training with one of the trainers for a movie.
Whoa. Oh, cool.
Yes. I don't know what movie because it, you know, he was like riding Western and, you know, learning how to like, I don't know, just go fast and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh my God.
Did you ever talk to him?
No, I didn't. But I would like ride by and I'd be like,
howdy.
Hi. You're so pretty.
Well, at least, you know, if Michael B. Jordan and Chris Hemsworth walked into this room right now, you could have Chris all to yourself.
Wow.
That's true.
And we'd be fighting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I feel like this next one's easy. Michael B. Jordan or Chris Evans?
Bitch, please.
Should we just
come on?
I don't think we need to talk
next
that much about that one.
Talk through it. Michael B. stays.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan or Vin Diesel?
Mm-mm. I'm so sorry.
Did Zach write this list?
I'm so sorry, Zachary.
Zach, get off of our list.
That one's easy too.
Did he hack the podcast? Google Doc?
Oh, the next one's going to F me up though.
Yeah, this one's hard. Michael B. Jordan or Donald Glover?
How are we judging this? Based on personal affinity? Or, because my husband works with Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Closely.
He's very talented. He can
super talented.
Act, I've met him. Sing.
A handful of times.
Yes.
He's funny.
He's very funny. Smart man.
Mm-hmm. This Is America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Culturally groundbreakingly relevant. Mm-hmm.
We saw him live once at, I forgot what festival we were at.
I think it was Austin City Limits.
Yeah. It was probably one of the best performances we've ever seen.
If it's personal affection, I gotta go with Don. Yeah. If it's romantic interest, I mean, I think it's Michael B. Jordan, but that's not happening. I'm a married woman.
I've been thinking of this as romantic interest this whole time.
Just because I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. We just learned that Becky is not sexually attracted to Shawn Mendes.
Wow.
I've said it before.
I'm just thinking
listening
to that. Who gets your engines going?
Everything everything is subjective. Some people are.
But Donald Glover, he's related to my life.
Mm.
Yeah. You know,
He knows your husband well enough that it would be weird if you slept with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It
would be weird if I slept with anyone other than my husband. But
this is going to be Rachel and Becky have cheated on their husband. Miles is just adding to it.
Donald, no. My children, when they see a picture of him, say, Don.
Don.
Wow.
Cute.
The only celebrities they know are Don Don and Riri, and that's because of Guava Island.
Oh.
For which, right before Watts left, they were conceived. I don't know. Donald Glover affects my life. He's winning in my heart, but I don't know about the rest of you. Atlanta's the best show on television.
Yes.
I have to say.
My rubric here is who, makes me a little warm inside. Okay. You know, and I gotta stick with Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
For this one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there's something about the name Donald that is tainted for me.
Sure.
You call him Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Call him the Glove.
Glover.
The Glove.
Call him the Glove.
No one calls him that.
They do now.
It's hard.
It is hard.
I've always had a thing for musicians, so I think Donald Glover.
Oh.
Childish Gambino.
You're the tiebreaker. Well, actually, no, it would be.
I'm going to be the tie.
It would be a full tie.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to be the tie maker, I think.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
I'm sticking with Michael B. just because I'm trying. The rubric I'm using is who would I be most stunned by? Uh-oh. If I walked into a room full of people, and these two people were there, who would make me go Michael B. Michael B. would make me go. But I would be still very excited that Childish Gambino was there.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, the game can end in a tie right here because I don't even know who the last person is. Never heard of this person in my life.
Adrian Grenier.
You thought he was Adrian Brody.
I thought he was Adrian Brody. I did. And I was like, well, there's no competition here.
He was on Entourage. He was also in Drive Me Crazy with Melissa Joan Hart, iconic early 2000s movie.
Some classics.
He has a very attractive look. Yeah. He has really pouty lips and big sort of puppy dog.
Is he beating out Michael B. Jordan or Donald Glover though?
No. Oh hell no.
Not at all.
So let's end hotties in a straight down the middle tie.
Okay. Yeah. Are you gonna tell Don?
I'll tell Don.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Don listens to the podcast, obviously.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Okay, Michael B. Jordan, if you're out there.
If you're listening.
Michael B. We would never make fun of your outfits again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't make fun of any outfit. I just went like this.
Okay, moving on.
This next category I'm very excited by. We are talking 90s toys.
Oh, I love 90s toys.
There's something in my pants.
What is it?
Just happened with one of my friends before. She had
it's
dirty clothes and she had underwear in it. I think it is.
Is it yours or Keith's?
Oh, it's definitely mine. If it was Keith's, it would
be huge.
I would notice that. This one, I'm like, oh.
It just feels like I have a little padding under my knee. Yeah. It's really a good thing they're, you know, tapered so right, it stays right, in right. there.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't want those falling out. At the grocery store.
I know. I was walking around the grocery store.
Oh my God, that'd be so embarrassing.
Have you guys ever had one of those experiences where like your dress got caught up in your tights or something like that?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's never happened to me. But once when I was a formative age of like 13, I was lying down in a bikini top and mm-hmm. I sat up and the whole thing shifted. Oh, I was exposed and I was so little. I was just like, I definitely didn't cover up fast enough because I was just like frozen with fear. I was just panicking.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It was very embarrassing.
I've definitely walked out of the bathroom with my dress tucked into like my underwear once. Oh. And like I felt air and I was like, what's going on?
Air. Wait a minute.
There's air on my tuchus.
I've definitely like been at a party or something mm-hmm. and I go to the bathroom and I come back, especially in Chicago because I just wore black tights all winter. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and my dress would be like tucked into my tights. No. But I think this time I had on my like good black tights, which aren't as see-through.
Nope.
So
my good black tights.
Thank God.
Yeah. Mortifying.
A few weeks ago, I had the plumber at the house and I was just at home. I was in shorts. They were cotton shorts. And Zach comes home and he's like, Maggie. And I was like, what? And he's like, turn around. My entire like back end of the shorts had just split open.
I didn't realize, usually you
would think I would feel air, but I think it was a hot day. I was mostly sitting most of the day. I know, and I like looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, that's bad.
Whoopsie doopsie.
Can I ask what the situation was underneath the shorts?
I think I was just wearing a yoga thong. So maybe it just like felt.
A thong?
Yeah. It was a hot day.
I get it. It was a hot day.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, what's the difference between a regular thong and a yoga thong?
It's like the stretchy one.
Oh, I love the stretchy ones. Those are the ones I wear.
Seamless. Yeah. All right. So between vodka or craft IPA, which one's leaving?
I like vodka. But I also like craft IPAs.
IPA is the one that tastes really hoppy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like IPA.
I like anything better than an IPA.
Yeah.
IPA is very polarizing.
Lower shelf vodka over IPA.
Yeah. I'll take high shelf cold vodka with like lemon.
I
mean,
yeah, that's what I would rather have.
Vodka.
I would absolutely take vodka. I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. Okay.
Especially vodka. Not the hoppy ones. Yeah. Okay.
Vodka or whiskey?
No, this is going to be a hard one for Rachel.
No, it's whiskey.
Oh, of course.
I don't actually like vodka that much. I just like it better than IPAs.
Yeah.
Whiskey or tequila would be my liquors
I was about
of
to
choice.
Say, yeah, whiskey or tequila probably.
Mm,
yeah.
Vodka, whiskey cocktails, whiskey neat. I used to drink that while dating. I was just trying to impress boys. But you
I like an old fashioned.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not like good. Whiskey. Oh, I really don't.
It's okay. I don't.
I really, really don't.
I don't. I know. I know that I'm probably wrong, and I probably haven't tried enough whiskeys. But I can't.
It's just the old fashioned.
Personal preference.
They just don't taste good to me. I don't know. It's like too smoky or something. Yeah. I really don't like smoky things.
Yeah, and it's usually Scotch that's smoky. But
yeah,
no. See, I just like I never bourbon. Really gave it a chance.
Mm. Mm.
I'm also I am such a creature of habit when it comes to drinking.
Yeah, you're a Chardonnay. Me too.
It's a Chardonnay for sure.
It's like, you know, I'll go for a cocktail every once in a while. Like I'll get a margarita if I'm like sitting by a pool or something. But you know, if I had a choice between cold Chardonnay and something else that I could potentially not love. then why would I do that?
You're going with the OGs.
And I feel like I'm not like that in like other areas of life. You know, like I'm, I can be very like experimental with other things. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Look at me. I'm wearing a black shirt and jeans, which is basically what I wear all the time. You know, I was like in my clothes. No, not in my clothes either. Okay, so actually
in your decor.
Proving to be the exception to everything. But yeah, I don't know. I like what I like.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're tied then, right?
Half vodka, half whiskey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-oh. What do we do, Miles?
You gotta talk it out.
Okay. Pick one.
Okay. What did you drink more of in college, and what do you drink more of as an adult?
both is the same for me. So it would be vodka. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you can only make so many drinks. I mean, I guess you could argue either one, but I feel like a whiskey drink always tastes like a whiskey cocktail, whereas when you can use vodka, you can like use guava, you can use mango,
vodka,
you can
use... You're trying to cover it up, but a whiskey cocktail, that
it is what it
like
is.
Whiskey.
Yeah, I feel like with whiskey, you're trying to taste the flavor, but with vodka, you're trying to taste the other flavors that
there
are in
are
the drink.
I'm referencing one specifically in Portland, but entire whiskey libraries where they dive into like... the culture of whiskey and the history of whiskey. And there are like,
wow,
like 8,000 different bottles, Japanese whiskeys, American whiskeys. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody doing that for vodka. Mm-hmm. I mean,
the Russians.
Mm. I mean, sure.
Sure. Also, is anybody else have a song going through their head right now? A whiskey drink? Or a vodka drink.
Oh, no.
Or a cider drink.
I did not. That's pretty good.
It was when Maggie said it. She was like, you know, whiskey drink or a vodka drink. And I was like,
stop it.
That's my argument for whiskey. We had a whiskey nook at our wedding. People got fucked. We didn't know they were going to. We just pulled like 8 balls from our personal collection and people... The boys. It was just the boys. Right. They went hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like nobody else is going to budge on there. So I'm going to jump to Team Vodka because I could go either way sometimes. So since I don't feel too strongly about it, I was about to
do the same thing.
Oh, really?
Because I don't think I'm waiting for tequila because that's looking at.
It's coming. It's coming.
I know. These two.
Okay. Okay. Vodka or gin? That's.
I think I'm going gin.
I go gin too.
Gin
done
tastes
right.
Like trash on its own, but you mix it with some tonic and it's really pretty great.
Yeah, that's probably my second drink of choice.
Gin and tonic is my, wow. You're at a concert or a bar for something and you don't trust that they've got anything great going on. Mm-hmm. You're not getting craft cocktails. There's no wine list. So you're like, what's safe? A gin and tonic is really safe.
Mm-hmm.
With lime. Yeah.
We were at a restaurant this weekend and there was a specialty cocktail that was a gin cocktail. And the waitress offered it to us. And I said, no, I don't drink gin. Weirdly, it gives me nightmares. And she was like, she's this very, very nice waitress who knows like literally everything about all alcohols and all wines and things like that. And she said that there are certain botanicals in gin. Like I think she was like reading a book or watched a documentary about it. She said that give you the feeling of euphoria when you drink it because it's made with those like botanical elements.
Juniper.
Right. And it's also.
Isn't it made with juniper?
It's made with juniper.
Yeah.
And it's, why my children after?
Yeah. And it's one of the older like liquors that's around.
Interesting.
And I was like, gin fact. I'll still do the margarita.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I like a margarita on the rocks.
Like a margarita.
Yeah.
Extra salt.
Yeah.
So gin, because it has more flavor.
What does Maggie say?
I love specialty cocktails, so I think I'm going to have to choose gin because I think you can do so much with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would also happily take a craft, especially cocktail with vodka in it, but if I had to drink them plain.
Mm. Okay, moving on. Gin
or tequila.
Tequila.
I'm so sorry.
You guys are all going to say tequila. Tequila.
Tequila
gives me the worst hangover.
Really?
The worst hangover. I could have the tiniest bit of tequila and I swear to God, it's immediate.
Ariel, margariti.
I know. And that's why only have margaritas like by the pool is because then I know that I'll be drinking all day and I could maybe nap.
Mm.
Because oh my goodness, it's like I could drink wine, you know, for hours, but if I have even a little bit of tequila, it haunts me.
Crazy.
I know, it's so sad. It's so sad.
Tequila, also really good tequila over ice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's very drinkable. Mm-hmm. Gin could never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the other options here is Sauvignon Blanc with ice.
Hold on. We have to go in order.
Okay, fine. Pinot Grigio.
Tequila versus Pinot Grigio.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody over here fighting for Pinot Grigio.
No.
I mean, I don't know why Chardonnay is not on this list, because I would stand up for Chardonnay.
I know. So Ariel and I love wine equal amounts, but mm-hmm. we have very opposite tastes.
We do.
We meet in the middle sometimes.
Yeah.
I think, are we at Sauvignon Blanc yet?
Why is it with ice, Miles?
It's polarizing. Ice. Yeah.
I don't mind wine.
I'm
with
not
ice.
Above putting oh. ice. I in put my ice wine, in my wine. But I don't wine. I would really prefer not to. That's why I just keep my wines in the fridge. They're always chilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like
it. I think
because it gets watered down wine. And then it tastes like wine with water. Right.
But yeah, if I have a hot bottle of wine and I'm like, I want to drink this now, yes, I will pour it over ice. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. No question.
Yeah. I'm not mm-hmm. fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not about so it. Which one, tequila or Sauvignon Blanc with ice?
Those are two of my favorite things. Like if I'm not drinking tequila, I'm drinking Sauvignon. Savvy Bee.
Wine of choice.
Me too.
Which is my Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Which one's the one that Matt really likes? Is it
Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah.
It's so
yeah. It's good. So it's yummy.
Crisp. It's refreshing. It can be really floral. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I come home to Savvy Bee.
Mm. Yeah.
Too dry for me.
Mm.
Too dry. I like
you,
it.
You
I
like it a little funky.
I like butter.
You like it a little funky.
I don't like butter. No butter.
Oh, I love the butter.
I'm probably going to stick with tequila just because we're pretty big red wine people. We like red wines and we like orange wines.
If I could only drink one for the rest of my life.
Go to Tequiqui.
Tequiqui.
Tequiqui wins.
Yeah.
Mm. Rest of my life? No. Sauvignon
no.
Blanc. Even over ice or not. That's my girl.
You can make so much art with tequila. You can only make a glass of wine with Savvy Bee.
I don't know. You can make a spritzer.
Yeah.
A little bit of LaCroix.
No.
I've got a write-in. Obviously.
You're writing in
She's writing in Chardonnay. She's like, justice for Chardonnay. Maybe Miles didn't put it in because he didn't want you to like...
Fight for it.
Mom Hulk out on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we would all get scared and be like, you're right.
I'd be like, Chardonnay. No, you're right. So Chardonnay. Right. Chardonnay's the best.
Sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oaks forever. Okie.
Butter.
Yeah, I feel like the Sauvignon Blanc, Matt and Eugene always have the same one.
Justin.
Yeah.
Justin.
Oh, they love the Justin. Mm-hmm.
From
we get that
Paso
gifted.
Robles, right?
Yeah. We get that gifted a lot.
Yeah, mm. It's a good, reliable.
Because of Justin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People always bring it over. Shall we move on to celebrations?
Ooh.
Celebrations. Birthday party or graduation?
Birthday party.
Birthday.
Oh my God, neither. Birthday.
Neither.
Do you not like celebrating your birthday?
Not really. I think there's like too much pressure on people to be like, let's party, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Like,
not even
somebody
else's
even
birthday.
Do anything on this day.
Yeah,
I like celebrating more other people's birthday, not my
You
own.
Should all call your moms on your birthday. Mm-hmm. They worked real hard.
Yeah, they did.
And you worked hard too, but you were a baby you don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Your mother
remembers that day.
She remembers.
And we get a reminder every year. That's Listen. Her day to call and talk about the
Becky?
Struggles.
After you give birth, come talk to me.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I'm sure I'll be talking to my kids every single year on their birthday, reminding them of what trauma they did to my cootaroo.
And your heart.
But mostly the cootaroo, especially if it rips back to the bootaroo.
Oh, God. We don't want that. We want to do everything we can to prevent that.
Yeah.
Nice and easy way down.
Slow labor. That is a lot of stretching.
First
but not
time
too slow.
I've heard that.
Cootaroo
to the bootaroo.
No, thank you.
It doesn't happen that often, you guys. For those of you listening,
you want to keep it intact.
For those of you listening, there are ways to prevent it.
Yes. You gotta get a
like
good
what?
L&D team.
You gotta massage it.
But like my
Becky's face. She's like, I did not know that this happened.
Decides.
Who to when?
While it's happening,
the nurse and delivery
is just like,
team.
Absolutely.
While it's happening.
Get down there.
Going through a lot of bottles of mineral oil and they're in there and they're
stretching it out.
And pulling with every contraction.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Becky's done.
I'm out of here.
Becky's celibate. She's like taking no chances.
Yeah.
That's what you want them to do so that there is no tearing.
Mm-hmm.
You want them working those
the
tissues.
Muscles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Also, the body is made for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, yes, there sometimes there is tearing, but
yeah, because all bodies are made.
Have to include but like
all bodies are made so different.
Yeah, I just want to remind the male population listening, which is like 5 people, that women mid-20s to mid-30s think about this a lot, because we're like, oh shit, oh no, every once in a while. And I don't think they have anything like that looming in their futures where they're like, damn,
right.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But it looms.
It does.
It does. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
Kudaroo to the Buddha room.
To the Buddha room.
Okay. Birthday party.
Or the 4th of July cookout.
Birthday party.
Birthday. Oh, you get cake.
I love a cookout. I love a theme party. You guys, yeah. I love a themed party. Mm. Okay, for the last like 5 years.
I hate the
years.
Outfits on 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do hate it. Except on children. Oh, but on children.
On children, I guess. But like adults.
Sometimes kids' clothes are spooky though. And yeah. I feel like the spookiest clothes come out on like those holidays.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I agree.
Easter, 4th of July, oh. They look like those little kids from the creepy movies where they have little poofy skirts.
Yeah.
And the little boys are in little suits. And they look like little adults, but they're babies.
But I love themed parties to, like, you know, because it's like a reason to make themed food. Mm. And so we always make a flag cake. Mm. We always make you know, like blueberries and cream. And,
Yum, yum.
But, you know, you can make a berry cake on a birthday too.
You so, sure can, Ariel.
I'll go right back over to, Becky convinced me also, with the weird floofy skirts.
4th of July. Worst holiday ever for our children and our dogs.
Oh, yeah. They get so scared.
Clementine literally thinks we're like in like war.
I know. She's, like, I feel bad
shaking.
For
she can't eat. Yeah. It's awful.
Well, think birds. About the people who are actually have come back from war.
Right. Veterans also hate 4th of July. People need to chill out with the fireworks. Not cool.
Yeah, I know.
I wish they would just
they are illegal. It does not matter.
Yeah.
They are.
I just hate waking up the next morning and you like look at the air quality on your weather, so on your sad. on your
you
Apple,
outside,
and it's like
covered in ashes.
Sensitive or unhealthy for sensitive groups. I'm like, guys, come on.
Also,
come
how
on.
Many people have lost fingers?
Yeah,
right.
And firefighters must hate it too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like Ned was one of those children who like lit off fireworks in like, you know.
Well, he's
Northern
from Florida.
Florida.
He's from Florida.
He's from Florida.
He lit off
Florida.
Fireworks.
He you know, probably Florida man at some point. But now we have the two boys and Ned's like, oh my God, we're going to shoot off so many fireworks. And I'm like, oh my God, you are never touching fireworks.
Yeah. Why can't we just all have some fun with some sparklers?
Exactly.
And let the city put on a fireworks show like over the water where it's really safe by professionals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I'm all for like a city run big fireworks show, but people lighting them in your backyard until 2 a.m. for a month around July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
No, July 4th can suck it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thank you.
We've decided that July 4th can suck it.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve
or a birthday party.
Or a birthday party.
Hmm.
I'm still going to go with the birthday party.
I think so too.
It depends on if I have plans.
But you guys, I can't stay up that late.
I think there's always such a like getting out on New Year's Eve, finding an Uber after midnight. It's such a to do. That's what I meant.
The ball drop on your.
That's because Becky's up every night anyway.
I know.
No, we go to bed at 9.
You do
9:30.
Do you watch a movie when you go?
Why
to bed?
Why is he looking? Miles is like, oh, what?
I thought you went to bed at like midnight.
That's me. Or 10. On the weekends, we go to bed at midnight, probably.
I go to bed at 9:30. And we stay up till the same time.
Wow.
And then we wake up with the sun. We go,
How's your, give us an insomnia update.
Still have it.
No. Still got it.
I know.
Still working on it.
Yeah. I don't know. New Year's Eve. There's so much pressure to like do something that and everything is so expensive and it's so hard to get home and I can't stay up that late. I'm like, by the time that midnight comes around, I'm exhausted and I just want to go home.
Yeah.
You know,
I will say New Year's Eve can be like a hack when you're like really trying to figure it out. But if you have really fun plans with your good group of friends in advance where you get dressed up and or go out, you know, dancing or whatever, it can be really fun.
Yeah. You just have,
but there is sometimes too much pressure to do something, and if you don't have those plans, you're just like, just at home staying up late.
Right. I feel like it's kind of the same thing with birthdays, though. I feel like they're both celebrations of a year. So are they really that different?
Interesting. Mm. Mm. Good well, point. See, I'm thinking specifically of other people's birthdays. Mm. You know, because you guys know I love giving gifts.
You do love giving gifts.
And birthdays are like
an ideal time to give a gift.
I give gifts for no reason. Mm. And so if somebody has a birthday, then it's like, fuck yeah. I have so many things to give you.
Ariel just digging through her gift drawer.
I do.
Like,
what do they need? I do. Or, I mean, for every single one of you, I have like things already saved
for
you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I just dig into my Rachel box, you know, digging into my Becky box. Yeah,
so
it's
cute.
Like, you know, so I'm like, finally
they have a birthday.
There's a reason.
I just love how versatile they are. You know, you can be so creative with your birthday. You could go bowling.
You can go laser tagging.
You can go on vacation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could do nothing.
You could just go out to dinner.
What about New Year's babies though?
Mm.
My grandma's birthday is on New Year's Day.
Really? Mm. Was she the one, the first one in the new year?
I thought you were saying, was she like the first one? I'm like, she is not that old. She's not that old.
But in every hospital, there's the first baby born in the new year.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask
her.
It's
usually at like 12:01.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know the exact time she was born.
Mm. So
she could be.
We've got a couple more. So are we going New Year's Eve or birthday party?
I'm sticking to New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve? Do you guys agree with New Year's Eve? Or
Becky,
if you invite
us to fun plans this New Year's Eve for 2022, then I'll agree to New Year's Eve.
Well, the fun plan would be flying to Chicago to see my grandma for
birthday. Okay. Never mind. I don't want to do that. Chicago's really cold on January 1st.
It's very cold on January 1st.
Rach, if you're going to start with birthday
party. But I probably would
love
your grandma, so.
She's pretty fun.
I'm torn.
Carol's a fun lady.
Carol's
ready to party.
Hi, Carol.
If you're going to stick with birthday party, I will stick with you.
Oh. Well, alliances are being made.
So,
Maggie, what you doing?
Oh, gosh.
To break it or to create it?
I could be talked either way, I think. Because if I do have my ideal friends with my really close friends and it's fun and there's no stress, New Year's Eve is really fun. And then I
that
also.
That was a lot of caveats.
But New Year's Eve is basically a birthday party if there's no stress.
It's like the same thing. Okay. So I think we're debating whether or not they're the same thing or not.
I don't even think I stayed up till 10 when the ball dropped
in New York
last year.
I think if I could only have one, I'd pick birthday party because everyone has a birthday party and it gives you so many reasons to party.
That's right.
Party.
That's right.
But everyone has a New Year's party. Everyone has a New Year's.
But that would be one day.
Everyone went to bed.
So is the birthday. One day.
But then I'm celebrating Ariel's birthday. I'm celebrating Becky's birthday. I'm celebrating Rachel's so many times.
It's not just 1 year.
Yeah.
It's not just 1 year.
It's multiple people.
And it's not like disruptive, you know.
Yeah.
It's sprinkled throughout.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people shoot off fireworks on New Year's Eve too. So
that's true.
There's a reason why.
The poor doggos.
The poor doggos. Yeah.
Mm.
Doggos and babies.
And vets.
And vets.
Yeah. Okay, so birthday party or pool party?
Pool party.
Mm,
no
I love a ghoul
I mean,
card party.
A good
zero
party.
Love contest.
Yeah.
But in the Venn diagram, it falls birthday
your birthday party.
It could be a pool party.
My birthday's mid-July. It was usually a sprinklers party as a kid.
I was born in November. I always wanted to have a pool party, but I now... It's still pretty warm in November over here.
Mm.
But
it sounds like we're going birthday party because pool party is included. So that's kind of like
hacks.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not a one to one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is there's no contest here. Birthday party or wedding?
A wedding.
A wedding.
A wedding.
A wedding.
Obviously. A wedding has all the best parts of New Year's Eve and a birthday party put together. And if you're staying at the right hotel, it's a pool party too.
Weddings are so by far the best.
Weddings
so
are the
fun.
Best. And everyone shows up to it from afar. There's no other time. And you're like late 20s, early 30s, where all your friends are going to the same place at once. Mm-hmm. It is so fun.
And a lot of times it's like three parties in one.
Yes.
Because there's
you look
the,
your best.
The ceremony, the cocktails, the dinner.
The food is really
the dancing.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And usually there's everybody's so well dressed.
Everybody. Yeah. You're taking pics. It's the best. Mm-hmm. It's the best of
all
times.
You're celebrating love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weddings are the best.
Weddings are the best.
And everybody, we have gone over, we will end with that. Weddings are the best.
Love is love is love is love is love.
Invite us to your wedding.
Invite us all to your weddings.
Michael B. Jordan, invite us to your wedding.
I don't know if you guys know this, but at the old office, we would get, I don't know how people got the address there, but we would get wedding invitations for the Try Guys.
Does anyone want us to be their bridesmaids?
Oh, yeah. We're
taken, available for hire.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm. We'll come to your bachelorette.
We work for Open Bachelor.
We will wedding with you. Wedding with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We will sit at your wedding.
It wasn't working. All right. That's it, guys.
Okay. Bye.